Thank you, guys. In just a minute, Carl insists NPR stands for National Public Radio in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, Donald Trump, reality show star and douchillionaire, is considering a run for president. Recently, he's been saying that President Obama has never released his, quote, real birth certificate. And to show how easy it is, Trump released his own birth certificate to the press. One little problem, though, what?
It wasn't his real birth certificate.
Exactly right. Donald Trump said, quote, it's inconceivable that after 4 years of questioning, the president still hasn't produced his birth certificate. It took me 1 hour to get my birth certificate, unquote. Well, it turns out it took him 1 hour to get an unofficial certificate that sort of looks like a birth certificate. It had a seal, and it looked official, but upon closer inspection, it said Trump may already have won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
It would be the best White House ever.
He would never leave the White House briefing room. You know, like, Obama kind of never goes in there. Yeah. He, like, you thought Clinton liked talking to the press. Trump would be like, come here. Come here. I'm going to show you. Look what I did to the Oval Office. Look at this chair. It's incredible.
Real gold.
Real gold. This chair is made of former presidents.
Yeah.
I dug up William Henry Harrison.
Tom, when Sarah and George Bentley were children, their parents split up, and George went with a father, Sarah with a mother, and over the years they lost track of each other. So how did they reconnect?
How did they meet up? George and Sarah Bentley, they got married.
No, yeah. It didn't go that far.
They met on an online dating site.
They did. George and Sarah met via an online dating site and began exchanging texts and emails. They really hit it off. They had so much in common. So they decided to meet in some romantic spot. He was like, you grew up in Scotland? Me too. You remind me so much of my mom. You have her eyes and you have her mouth. And oh my God, you have 50% of her DNA. The two are glad to have reunited and plan to get to know each other as family as soon as they can both stop compulsively showering.
What's that?
Do we know how far they got?
It did not go very far. They were at the date. I mean, they had been sort of flirting with each other online, so they felt very sort of skeeved out about the whole thing.
They figured this out on the first date?
They figured it out on the first date.
There's got to be like just a general filter question of like, just really basic off the top, are you related to me?
Yeah. It could be a general question. Do you have any missing siblings?
Yeah.